The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
A group of climate change activists have set up a camp in a field in Kerry. They're protesting against plans to build a liquefied natural gas terminal in the Shannon Estuary. And the proposal for the terminal and a power station at the estuary in Ballylongford is currently before on board Panola. So what are the protesters really hoping to achieve? I'm joined now by William Henderman, one of the protesters from Climate Camp Ireland. William, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Regina. Thanks for having me on.
Can you maybe explain to us the environment you're in, what's going on, how many people are there, and how big an issue this is for you and your colleagues?
Yes, well, so as I said, we're in a field on farmland just close to the site of the proposed Shannon LNG gas terminal. The Climate Camp is a family-friendly gathering. We're having workshops and debates and trainings, music, art, cultural activities. People are coming together to kind of learn from each other's struggles, share skills and ideas for building a strong climate movement in Ireland, something that a movement that empowers people. We're trying to empower people to be radical and to call out the government, to stand up to the corporations and the powerful vested interests such as fossil fuel companies and big agri-food and other big tech and data centers. And, you know, we were just doing some outreach today, actually. You know, we were in Listowel and we've been in Ballylongford just on Sunday talking to people locally. We've got a very positive reaction. People are saying they have to want to come out and visit the camp. And, you know, we had some very interesting conversations. And, you know, I think people are
really engaging.
They're engaging. And there's a growing awareness that the climate crisis is very serious and that governments aren't, you know, people very often, it showed in some of our citizens' assemblies that people are often ahead of the government on things like this and are more radical. And people are very concerned, very, very concerned about climate breakdown. And, but people, it's not really translating into radical action or, you know, and I think we want to empower people to, you know, to demand more radical climate action. So as I said, the Shannon LNG, we've chosen this site because Shannon LNG would be a disaster for the climate. The fossil fuel industry has intensified pressure exploiting the war in Ukraine and concerns about energy security to push more intensively for LNG terminals in Europe. New fossil fuel infrastructure is the last thing we need. The IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, world leading climate scientist, has said recently that to avoid irreversible tipping points, to avoid runaway climate breakdown, we can't afford any new fossil fuel infrastructure. You know, there's talk here of, you know, obviously people are concerned about jobs and energy security. There won't be any energy security if climate breakdown. If we keep going the way we're going with climate, there won't be food security. We won't be able to feed ourselves. There won't be any energy security.
Yeah, I think, you know, topics of conversation on the tips of lots of people's lists. But to be fair, the fossil fuel industry was exploiting the war in Ukraine to push for the case for the LNG terminal in the state and others elsewhere in the EU. What's the reaction of the locals down there? Because I can't believe that everybody has come and clapping you on the back and thinking it's a great idea. Is there any negative reaction from locals down there that would see the benefit of the security of having that particular source of gas? I know it won't be built for a number of years if it was successful, but is there any negative reaction to you?
No, absolutely. I know. I'm not pretending. There's certainly been a lot of media reports. There was a media report the other day that almost everybody in the area is in favour of the terminal. That's just simply not true. And there has been a campaign here, Safety Before LNG, for 15 years against the terminal. But people, we're getting, you know, we've been meeting people from different parts of Kerry and North Limerick, and there's a lot of positivity. Not everyone agrees, clearly, and people talk about jobs. It's been pushed by local politicians, I think, by the government as something that there will be jobs to help this neglected area of North Kerry. The governments have neglected North Kerry as they've neglected other rural parts of rural Ireland. But the answer is not, you know, jobs in a fossil fuel term. The answer is sustainable jobs in renewable energy, retrofitting, tourism. And that ties in really to our demands around the Shannon LNG terminal, that our energy needs. Scientific studies recently have shown that we can meet our energy needs through renewables, energy storage, microgeneration, a more decentralized grid, and most of all, reducing our energy consumption. And it's about moving away from an economic system based on perpetual growth. You might have seen in our press release that, you know, we're calling out, you know, the capitalism of perpetual growth and neoliberal capitalism. That the IPCC, that is scientists who are, you know, this is based on science. The scientists at the IPCC have said that the economic model based on perpetual growth is not. We can't solve the climate crisis if we keep going that way.
To be very fair to you, everything that you have said sounds very idealistic, but we are in the middle of a fuel crisis at the moment. One of our listeners has just texted me to say, we need fuel. We're in a fuel crisis. Your guest is noble, but unrealistic. These things need to happen. And that's from Lisa across our text line. What would you say to Lisa, given that we've seen for the last couple of months, and albeit that it is people taking advantage of the fact that there has been and continues to be a war in Ukraine, but people's prices at the petrol pumps have been going through the roof. We heard from our previous listeners, or our previous guests a few minutes ago, that the rate of available electric cars so that people can change their practices and move to electricity isn't actually there. So what do you suggest we do in the middle of a fuel crisis to make sure that people can heat their homes?
Well, the first thing to say about a new fossil fuel terminal such as Shannon LNG, which would be importing fracked gas from the US, is that it wouldn't be built for service. It's not going to help us this winter or next winter. It would take probably 5 years before it was on stream. What we need to be doing instead is moving rapidly to renewables. It's simply we don't have a choice because people are concerned about energy in the short term. There's going to be a food crisis and energy crisis if climate breakdown continues the way that it is. And that's the direction that we need to go. And it is scientists who are saying this.
And I'm not disputing what you're saying is true, but like it or not, renewable energy is always going to need a backup. So LNG is the cleanest fossil fuel backup that we have available to us. Is it a case of that, you know, environmentalists need to get real and stop opposing everybody? Because as you did say, the locals hope that the plant locally in Kerry will bring well-paid jobs, secure jobs. And that'll obviously be dashed if Eternal is built elsewhere. It'd bring no jobs.
OK, well, I have to. First of all, there are lots of other jobs that can be created here by the government in this area. But on the question of gas, this is a myth that has been perpetuated been pushed by the fossil fuel industry, that gas is a transition fuel and that it's the cleanest fuel. In fact, it's not the cleanest fuel. The peer-reviewed science now is very clear, and people can look this up. The LNG, the emissions from the company, Shannon LNG, admitted in its application from Bord Pleanola that its climate emissions will be 2.5 times higher than gas from the UK gas network. In fact, LNG, there's so much leakage of methane in the upstream part of the process, the fracking, the extraction, the transporting and the gasification, that and methane is much more potent as a climate its impact on climate change. Professor Robert Howarth, a leading climate scientist from Cornell University, testified 4 years ago before an Oireachtas committee, and he said that LNG coming from the States in tankers to Ireland would be 44%, have a 44% greater carbon equivalent footprint. So it's actually worse. The gas that we're getting from Scotland, we're not getting gas from Russia, is also worth saying. I'm not saying that there isn't an energy crisis, but we're getting gas from the North Sea via Scotland, and we're on a separate system from the EU. We need to, I'm not saying there's no room for complacency, but we do need to reduce our energy consumption. For example, we should be focusing, there's a lot of focus today on the war and people's fears about fuel. The government is still approving data centres. Data centres are a huge consumer of energy. They're crippling our energy system and they're driving our emissions up. I read in the Business Post on Sunday that Peter Burke, junior Fine Gael minister in the current government, intervened to tell South Dublin County Council that they couldn't put a ban on data centres. He said they had to allow data centres. They wanted to put a ban in their development plan.
Yeah, I think it contravenes current legislation. But I think slightly away from the point that we're making. So what you're suggesting, though, is that the current supplies of gas that we have is actually needed until we transition to a fully renewable situation. But you just don't want any new terminals or any new supplies. Is that what the protest is about? And can you tell us how long the protest is going to last for and what you hope to achieve by it?
OK, sure. Well, the protest, it's a climate camp. There are protests as part of it. The climate camp is going to last till Sunday, and there are about 50 people here now, and there are more people coming every day, and we're expecting a couple of hundred by the weekend. Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, said just last month during the extreme heat waves and wildfires across the world that our choice was between collective action or collective suicide, and we have to stop feeding our fossil fuel addiction. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has said that in order to avoid irreversible tipping points, we can't afford to build any new fossil fuel infrastructure. So that's the reality we're dealing with. It's not climate campaigners or environmentalists who have decided that we don't want new fossil fuel infrastructure. It's climate scientists and the UN Secretary General.
William, I'm going to wrap up with a text from one of our listeners. We have a choice now between the economy or the environment. If we choose the economy based on perpetual growth, there will not be an environment left in which the human race can survive. And that's from Ciarán in Ennis. I think he probably chimes with how you feel. Ciarán, William Handerman from the Climate Camp Ireland in Kerry, thank you very much for coming to join us today.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.